Tash Dileg, and welcome to Tibet This Week, a weekly news edition on Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and Central Tibetan Administration. Let's have a look at today's headlines. His Holiness the Dalai Lama's message for Buddha Purnima 2024. His Holiness the Dalai Lama receives P.V. Narasimha Rao Memorial Award. Sikyong calls for unified action against CCP to bring positive change in China at 20th World Uyghur Congress anniversary. Central Tibetan Administration congratulates Speaker Emeritus Pelosi on receiving Presidential Medal of Freedom. French parliamentarians urges President Macron to raise Tibet with Xi. Tibet House Japan organizes Tibet Festival at Tsuguji Hwangji Temple. Colonel Doma Geri attends Silver Jubilee celebration of Bharat Tibet Sahyog Manch. On Thursday this week, His Holiness the Dalai Lama addressed a message to devotees and followers on the beginning of the auspicious month of Sakadawa, the fourth month of the Tibetan calendar, inspiring them to lead meaningful lives filled with warm-heartedness and compassion. In the message, His Holiness the Dalai Lama said, Buddha's teaching remains as relevant as it was then, as far as modern science and Buddhist science continue to develop. He urged everyone to engage in study and analysis of Buddha's teaching as the 21st century Buddhist. Buddha Purnima or Vesak commemorates Buddha Shakyamuni's birth, enlightenment and passing away and is considered the most sacred day in the Buddhist calendar. On Wednesday this week, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama received P.V. Narasimha Rao Memorial Award presented by Sri Mahinderjit Singh Bitta, chairman of the P.V. Narasimha Rao Memorial Foundation, along with his group at His Holiness the Dalai Lama's residence in Dharamshala. Bharat Ratna awardee Sri P.V. Narasimha Rao was an Indian politician, statesman and scholar who served as the ninth Prime Minister of India from 1991 to 1996. Sikyong Pimpasring of the Central Tibetan Administration addressed the 20th anniversary of the World Uyghur Congress in Munich on 3rd May. Sikyong recounted the historic collaboration between Erkin Alptekin, founding president of the World Uyghur Congress, and the late Lodi Geri, former special envoy of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, shedding light on the long-standing partnership between Tibetans and Uyghurs in their shared pursuit of freedom and justice. Sikyong also expressed his gratefulness for the opportunity of working with Rabia Kadir and Dolkun Issa, the former and incumbent presidents of the World Uyghur Congress, in striving for shared endeavors. The Tibetan political leader further called for a joint effort in order to bring positive changes in China.
Also, nobody wants anarchy in China, because China is the second largest economy in the world and it will have serious consequences around the world. But if we have to bring positive changes to China, you need both internal forces and external forces. And we are the internal forces, Uyghurs, Tibetans, Mongols, Hong Kongers. If the European countries look at us as partners, I think our relationship will be much more fruitful. We Uyghurs and Tibetans know that China respects only strength, not weakness. So Europeans will also have to stand for their values and express to the Chinese and stand against what Chinese is doing to the Uyghurs and Tibetans.
During the span of past 1 week, Sikyong Pimpasring traveled to four countries and met with six Tibetan communities in Zurich, Milan, Trento and Bolzano in Italy, Innsbruck in Australia and Berlin and Munich in Germany. In addition to community engagement, Sikyong Pimpasring met with government officials, parliamentarians and university students and faculties. Marking his second official visit to the autonomous province of Bolzano, South Tyrol, Sikyong met with President Kompasha on 2 May. Their last meeting was in October 2021. During an hour-long discourse, Sikyong focused on the dire situation in Tibet, the political, social, cultural and economic rights of the Tibetan people and the alarming reality of China's state-run colonial boarding schools in Tibet. Responding to Sikyong's specific appeals, President Kompatsho assured to lead parliamentary initiatives to spotlight the deteriorating situation inside Tibet. Furthermore, he committed to furthering collaborations between South Tyrol and Tibet, as part of which the president unveiled plans for a new provincial library in Bolzano. Ensuring representation for Tibet and the Tibetan movement in the library's documentation center for the protection of minorities and autonomy. While in Bolzano, Sikyong Pemba Tsering met with the local Tibetans over a dinner gathering attended by Dr. Gandhar Kologna and other long-standing friends of Tibet. At the UREG Research Center, Sikyong engaged with resident researchers discussing the relevance of the CTA's middle way approach in today's tumultuous world and advocating for Tibet's historical status in support of the middle way. The researchers expressed eagerness to enhance collaboration between UREG and CTA. Sikyong later gave an interview to the communications team of UREG and three prominent news media outlets, including ORF Australian TV. Prior to his visit to Bolzano, Sikyong visited the Tibetan community in Milan, Italy. The Tibetan community hosted a reception in honor of the Sikyong's visit. The reception held at Gepeling Institute for Tibetan Buddhist Studies was joined by Filippo Scanna, president of the Italian Buddhist Union, among other longtime friends of Tibet. Following the community engagement, Sikyong proceeded to Trentino to visit the Ice Stupa Zanskar exhibition at the invitation of Roberto Pinter, a former councillor of Trentino and president of Trentino for Tibet. At the exhibition, Sikyong was warmly welcomed by the vice mayor of Trento and local Tibetans in Trento. Sikyong was accompanied by a representative, Tile Chugi, during the ongoing visit to Europe. Following the conferral of the Presidential Medal of Freedom upon U.S. Speaker Emeritus Nancy Pelosi, the spokesperson of the Central Tibetan Administration, Additional Secretary Tenzin Lekshe, congratulated Nancy Pelosi. The longtime staunch Tibet supporter, Speaker Emeritus Nancy Pelosi, was honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award of the United States, on 3rd May. This prestigious recognition lauds her exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States, world peace, or other significant societal, public, or private endeavors. The erstwhile House Speaker is the first and only woman to be elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, and she has tirelessly championed the cause of Tibet throughout her distinguished 3.5 decades in the U.S. Congress. Ahead of the Chinese President Xi's visit to Paris, Senator Jacqueline Eustache Brunio, President of the French Parliamentary Group for Tibet, addressed an open letter to President Macron urging him to raise Tibet with his Chinese counterparts. In the letter, co-signed by 13 other senators, Senator Eustache Brunio highlights the deteriorating human rights situation in Tibet under President Xi, underscores Tibet's geopolitical and ecological importance. She further stresses that in the face of the many ongoing conflicts in the region, His Holiness the Dalai Lama's 5-point peace plan for Tibet is more relevant than ever before. She further called for resumption of dialogue and respect for the rights of the Tibetan people at the heart of France's strategy towards China. President Xi Jinping arrived in Paris on Sunday, 5th May, and has met with President Macron and President Ursula von der Leyen of European Commission. Tibet House Japan organized a 2-day Tibet festival at Tsukuji Huangji Temple in Tokyo on 4th and 5th May. The purpose of the festival was to celebrate and introduce the rich historical and spiritual culture of Tibet to the Japanese community and visitors. Save Tibet Network supported the festival. Representative Dr. Tsawa Gyebo Arya of the Liaison Office of His Holiness the Dalai Lama for Japan and East Asia welcomed the participants and highlighted the historical relationship between Tibet and Japan since the meeting of His Holiness the 13th Dalai Lama and Reverend Otani Sonia of Nishi Huangji in 1908 and the subsequent student exchange programs involving Tsawa Tujul, Aoki Bukyo, Tada Togan, and so on. Agya Rinpoche of the Tibetan Mongolian Buddhist Cultural Center and Zigyab Rinpoche of Treasure Limpo Monastery talked about the Panchen Lama issue and the situation of religious freedom in Tibet. The festival saw introduction of sea learning by Professor Imoto Yuki of Keio University, Dr. Ogawa, a graduate of Dharamshala Mezi Kang on Tibetan medicine and Buddhist spiritualism and musical performance by Grammy Award nominated Tenzi Chögyal, Tehara Taro, Tenzi Kunsang and Tenzi Geyen with Tibetan songs and dances. The Liaison Office of His Holiness the Dalai Lama for Japan and East Asia organized a Tibet workshop for the Japanese parliamentarians at the Japan Lower House International Conference Hall in Tokyo on 7th May. The theme of the workshop was human rights violations and religious atrocities in Tibet. Zigyap Rinpoche, the abbot of the Tashin Limpo Monastery in South India, spoke on the disappearance of the real Panchen Lama and continued Chinese interference in Tibetan religious matters. Rinpoche, while speaking on the CCP's repressive and colonial policy toward Tibet, appealed to the lawmakers and the supporters on 3 points. Lawmaker Furuya Keiji, Shimomura Haguban and Ishikawa Akimasa spoke on current situation in Tibet and in support of the appeal led by Zigyap Rinpoche. Kalon Domagiri of the Department of Security of Central Tibetan Administration attended the closing ceremony of the Bharat Tibet Sahyog Manch Silver Jubilee celebration on 6 May at the Constitution Club of India. The event garnered significant attendance, around 200 members from both the Tibetan and Indian communities to support the Tibet cause. Kalon Domagiri reiterated the strong bond of brotherhood between India and Tibet, given the fact that majority of Tibetans follow Buddhism, a religion that originated from India, and that the Tibetan language is deeply rooted in the Sanskrit. Kalon said that India never shared an inch of the border with China in its entire history of existence prior to the forceful occupation of Tibet by the Chinese Communist Party, and that Arunachal is very much part of India despite China's recent attempt to rename places in Arunachal Pradesh. Sri Dr. Indresh Kumar, patron of Bharat Tibet Sahyog Manch, addressed the gathering with an overview of the decade-long relationship between India and Tibet, touching on historical, cultural and intellectual aspects. Sri Indresh Kumar, patron of Bharat Tibet Sahyog Manch, and Sri Rinche Khandru Krime, national convener of the Core Group for Tibetan Cause India, Sri Pankaj Goyal, National General Secretary of BTSM, Sri Sadar SS Sandhu, AGT of CRPF, and Dr. Geeta Singh, Professor of Delhi University, were among the dignitaries present. That is all the news for this week's edition of Tibet This Week. Thank you for watching Tibet TV.